WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will raise tariffs on all goods imported from nearly 70 countries beginning in a week. However, there are questions about the legality of the trade policies in the first place. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs are facing serious legal challenge. On Thursday, federal appeals court judges grilled administration lawyers, appearing to doubt that the president has the authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval. The administration has already lost in the lower courts on this. This is almost certain to go to the Supreme Court.
Posting on social media today, the president is also calling for the Federal Bank's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell in lowering interest rates. He also calls Powell a, quote, moron. Jobs numbers from the Labor Department out this morning. School teacher suspected of stabbing a mother and father to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas will be in court today. Police say he acted alone. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for input from residents on their 2025 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. According to a press release, the plan is meant to guide the Department of Transportation's efforts to improve accessibility on the state's highway system, like upgrades to roadside facilities and public rights of way to make it easier for residents with disabilities to travel. The plan can be reviewed on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, and public comments will be accepted until the end of the month. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is again warning about the dangers of federal cuts to programs that support the forestry industry. In a second letter to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Governor Evers again urged the agency to prevent funding and staffing cuts that could impair programs like ones meant to help prevent wildfires. Other state officials have also raised concerns about the federal cuts affecting the level of coordination between states when dealing with halting the spread of an invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Leadership Washburn County is now accepting applications for their 2025-2026 program. Anyone who works in the county and is interested in the professional and personal development program is welcome to apply. The application can be filled out online, and the organization will accept them until August 11th. Program participants will meet once per month from September to May to develop their leadership skills and work to address issues facing the region. The program will cover topics like local health care and economic issues taught by local community and business leaders. The Town of Hayward Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing to discuss the future of its police department on August 12th at 5 p.m. at the Town Hall before their usual monthly meeting. Officials say the decision revolves around weighing the cost of a police department and the needs of the community. Some argue the size of the town would make it difficult for just one officer to cover, and they don't need a full-time officer to enforce ordinances. Others argue cost should not be a factor because not having adequate police coverage would be a mistake. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 41.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Here I am on a Friday morning. It's August 1st, 2025. Nice to have you here back up north, live across the Civic Media Radio Network, where we will be talking to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in just a moment. Brittany Merlot was with us last hour, and the forecast is just, we don't need to take up a lot of time for that. She reminds us that we have a dry stretch right now. Chances for rain hold off until next week, but we are definitely battling some bad air quality. So there is sunshine, but it's behind a lot of wildfire smoke. And statewide, highs today will be in the mid to upper 70s with a light northeasterly wind. Tonight, clear and cool. Scattered fog is possible. And, of course, the smoke hanging around as well, at least for the near future. Calm winds tonight. Lows will be in the upper 40s up north to the low 50s south. And, again, we have our local forecast on your Civic Media radio stations throughout the course of the day. So stay tuned to that. Stay tuned as well for our Free Ticket Friday keyword. If you haven't heard it yet, we'll tell you all about it before we head out of this particular segment. Get that Civic Media app ready. Go to one of the stations, use the text feature, and text us the keyword that I'm going to give you, and you will be in the running a statewide drawing for 4 tickets to next Friday's Brewers game. That one will be Brewers versus Mets next Friday if you're the winner of Free Ticket Friday. The Brewers tonight are in Washington, D.C. They are taking on the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage will begin at 5:10 on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us on Friday mornings as well. Dr. Lyerly also hosts the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. Weekends, Saturday, what, 3 o'clock, right?
Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock, yep.
I think I'd get that time right by now. What do you have coming up tomorrow?
We're talking about food waste. You know, all that food that you eat or don't eat, and then it ends up in the garbage, there are so many better ways to deal with that. And we've got some wonderful local nonprofits who are helping to manage food waste, including about 6,000 pounds of food that was generated in Green Bay during the draft. Wow. So we're talking with Selena Darrow from Rooted In about some of the cool, innovative work that she's doing.
Okay, so that's the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show this weekend on the Civic Media app and on the stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh as well. Kristen is a former candidate for state legislature. She had also run for Congress, but it was as a candidate for state legislature, I believe, when you met our Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez.
It's true. We went to go turn our papers in, and I ran into this wonderful woman. She had a history of being a nurse, a public health worker. She worked as an epidemiologist for the CDC, and we just immediately clicked. And now she happens to be running for governor.
And now she happens to be here as well. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good.
Can you vouch for any or all of what Dr. Lyerly said?
Yes, we quite literally ran into each other when we were handing in our papers and then started chatting. So it was really exciting. It was so nice to see another healthcare professional running for office, because it doesn't happen that often, to be honest.
No, it doesn't. We've talked about that a lot, that healthcare professionals, by and large, you know, shunned the public spotlight, shunned politics. But certainly in the past 5 years or so, that has changed for various reasons. And so I want to go back, you know, 5 years or so, because, I mean, you're familiar with the term overnight sensation. You know, these are people who have been toiling like rock and roll bands. They've been playing in bowling alleys and small clubs for years. They finally get a hit record and people are like, they're an overnight sensation. Well, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, welcome to the club. You have been involved in Wisconsin politics for exactly 7 days, to hear some people tell it, and are now an overnight sensation. But you have actually been doing a few things over the past few years. And I want you to talk about your path to becoming a candidate for governor.
Yeah. So, you know, I have spent most of my career in healthcare. Like Dr. Lyerly said, I'm a nurse. I am a public health professional. I worked as a nurse in an emergency department. I had been an executive within large healthcare systems, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the Centers for Disease Control, which means I did outbreak investigations nationally, internationally. And 2019, 2020, when COVID hit, I saw that the Assembly and the Senate was doing nothing. They didn't meet for 8 months when people needed leadership and guidance. So I ran for office for the Assembly. And I live in Waukesha County, so I flipped a district from red to blue within that Assembly district. And I was in the Assembly for 2 years. And then Mandela Barnes, he ran for Senate. So the Lieutenant Governor seat became open. And I decided to take that microphone and be able to talk even more broadly across the state about things that I care about, which are healthcare, affordability and access, making sure that families are able to afford not just the basics, but actually thrive within Wisconsin. And being able to be under Governor Evers and seeing the amazing thing he's done, he has set us up for success with these last two terms. And I'm going to knock it out of the park as governor. So that's why I'm running. I want to make sure that families have what they need to thrive in Wisconsin. And I'm just really excited to talk to everybody across all 72 counties. I've done that every year as Lieutenant Governor, visited all 72 counties. I'm going to continue to do that. Go out, listen, see what people want in their governor, see what people want in their state government.
Kristen, I want to bounce this over to you as well, simply because of the theme of people who saw how the pandemic was being handled by a certain subset of the political class, trying to, you know, get rid of safeguards and put people, you know, at risk of dying. And I feel quite strongly led to people dying. There are still people that want to talk like they're angry about how government handled the pandemic. I'm still equally angry about how people tried to blow past all these safeguards. And thankfully, it motivated other healthcare workers to run for office.
This is the reason that healthcare workers don't like to get involved in politics, right? Because we believe in evidence and data and science. And we know that there were things that we did well with COVID and things that we didn't do well. We were building the plane as we were flying it, and we were doing the best that we could, but we always had the people of Wisconsin, our neighbors and our patients at the forefront. That's who we were working for. But what we saw was that, and let's say it, it was Republicans. It was extremist Republicans who were politicizing this message, who were telling people, who were making masks political, who were making medications political, who were pushing these cures that actually didn't work. And it was literally killing people. The number of stories that I've heard from emergency department physicians of people who showed up sick with COVID, preventable COVID, and said, I am ready for my vaccine now. And it was too late.
Yeah.
And then they went on to die because they listened to a politician instead of a healthcare provider. So I think that is one of the really important points about someone like Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez running in this position as the person she is with everything she brings. In addition to, and I know that I'm like grandstanding right now, but I have to tell you this story. I met this person last night. We were doing a bike ride and we were in Appleton, and he was telling me about the time that he was at an event in Outagamie County, and he was talking to this wonderful woman, and they were having this great conversation. And all of a sudden she said, oh, I have to go. And she walked up to the podium and started talking. And he realized, oh, wow, I was just talking to the lieutenant governor. I had no idea, because she was such a real person. She was so regular. And he connected so beautifully with you, lieutenant governor. And I think that is one thing about you that people really need to understand. You are like us.
That is so sweet. And that's what I think people want, is they don't want a politician, right? They want their neighbor, their friend. You know, I'm a mom of two kids, 16 and 18. I'm shocked that I have an 18-year-old and he's actually an adult. I don't even know how that happened. But, you know, these are the kind of things that weigh important on my mind as a mom, as somebody who's been working full time. You know, I had to try to find childcare when my kids were smaller. And it wasn't as hard as it is now. I talk to families who actually, when they're thinking about getting pregnant, thinking about it, they start calling around to childcare places because they know it's so difficult to find. Like, that's just shameful in Wisconsin. We should be able to have the services we need. And, you know, families should be able to do what they want, go to work if they want to, and be able to have a safe place to put their kids.
It's the kind of thing that, again, childcare should be a bipartisan thing, and yet somehow we've made it political. And as a result of the current environment, and the one that's been in the state capitol for a while here, and now is in Washington, D.C., you have called the president of the United States a maniac. You know what? Truth is a defense and libel, but it does lead to this question of, you know, working with others, working with Republicans, working with independents. What is your history on that? And what is it that you want to do as governor?
So, you know, I live in Waukesha County. It's a pretty red county. And so I do not have the luxury of only speaking to Democrats at home, at work, any other time. So when I was an executive within a healthcare system, I had to work with people who we didn't agree on things. We had to move projects together. When I was in the assembly, I had to be able to work across the aisle to try to be able to get things done. That was more challenging than I thought it was going to be. It was a surprise to me how difficult that was to work across the aisle. But I am willing to work with anybody who wants to move Wisconsin forward. But I don't think anybody can say that the man in the White House is a maniac. It is absolute chaos on the federal level right now. And so we need to have a Democrat in the governor's seat so we can have steady, sober, clean leadership.
Well, especially given what we were just talking about in Texas, where they came in and they're gerrymandering the maps again, just because, you know, Donald Trump said jump and they said how high. Tell us a little bit. Let's go back before your time in the legislature and as a nurse, you know, just some of your early history and, you know, meeting your husband and things like that.
Yeah. So I was in Oklahoma when I met my husband, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the CDC, but stationed at the state health department. And the health commissioner's wife had run a salsa dancing group, and they knew I danced salsa. And so they introduced me to their group, and Baltzar was part of that salsa dancing group. So we actually met salsa dancing, of all things. And we will be married now 20 years coming up this December. So it was just so much fun to be able to share that with him. Now we're getting a little older. I announced my candidacy on my 50th birthday. Like, what a way to start your 50s, right?
Right.
But, you know, we keep joking. We need a middle-aged dance club because we like to be in bed by 10:30, 11:00. And most of the dancing doesn't start until that time. So, you know, I think that's a business idea for somebody.
I think they could. I think they absolutely should. So again, we're talking 20 years here, and I tell you, we've got only a minute left here. So I may come back to personal matters in just a minute, but give me the 30-second, 45-second version of your top priorities the moment you're sworn into office if elected as governor.
So we know that families are being squeezed. We know that they're trying to do the best that they can, but they feel like they can't make ends meet. And so accessible, affordable healthcare is going to be top of my priorities, specifically expanding Medicaid so we can bring $2 billion back to Wisconsin to be able to invest. housing costs are out of control. It is insanity, the rents and the mortgages. Young families are not able to afford what they need. Childcare access and affordability is going to be top priority because, again, these are real issues that we need to solve. And lastly, we need to restore bargaining rights for our unions in Wisconsin because we know that it's going to raise all wages if we do that.
That's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez visiting with us, a candidate for governor in 2026. Local update is next for some of you here. The key word to text in this hour as part of the Free Ticket Friday for those Milwaukee Brewers tickets is FLY, F-L-Y. Use that to text us that word on the Civic Media app and get a chance to win tickets to the Brewers game next Friday night. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Jack Pine Savage Days starting today at 8 o'clock. You can pick up the scavenger hunt papers at the Spooner Memorial Library again at 8 o'clock. And then throughout the day, events are scheduled all the way through into the evening with they have concerts at 5:30 and 8:30. Also, tomorrow, things start off at 7 o'clock with the Fireman's Pancake Breakfast at the fire station located at 1400 River Street. And then throughout the day, Jack Pine Savage Days continues throughout the day with live music ending them up at 4:30 and 8:30. There will be open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources in Hayward today at 9 o'clock. Open play is an opportunity for you to join your friends or make new ones while your kids are playing in the children's environment area. A snack will be provided. Again, open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources at 9 a.m. today in Hayward. Black Ash Weaving Demonstration at 10 a.m. will be held at the Cable Natural History Museum. at County Highway M in Cable. A member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will be there at the museum at 10 o'clock and talk about the resource materials, shares stories, and invites visitors to participate in a free-form weaving of a variety of natural materials. Again, 10 o'clock today, Black Ash Weaving Demonstration at the Cable Natural History Museum. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening at 10 o'clock. This will be held at the Spider Lake Youth Center, located at 11255 Wisconsin Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They encourage everyone to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation, and they have meat and produce available. Art of Natural Play will be happening at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area in Cable, Wisconsin, starting at 10 o'clock. This is a drop-in at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area. You can join local artists to create make-and-take nature crafts. All ages are welcome. Again, this is starting at 10 o'clock. Friday Field Notes, Woodlands Are Pollinator Habits, is the topic of this program. We often picture pollinator habitat as wildflower-filled gardens and meadows, but forests are important too. How they are beneficial and what we can do to enhance them for pollinators, find out from naturalist Sarah Bowles, owner of the Northern Natives Plantscapes. Join them at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area. Arrive at 5:30 for a pizza and appetizers, and then the presentation begins at 6. This is a fee for Cable Natural History Museum members of $15.25 for non-members. Guys and Dolls, presented by the Schwamigan Children's Theater, starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the Hayward High School. Advance tickets are available at the Redberry Books in Cable, Advance Printing in Hayward. More information, you can call Jerry at 715-798-3248. Guys and Dolls musical tonight at the Schwamigan Children's Theater, held at the Hayward High School Auditorium, 7 o'clock tonight. At 7:30 tonight, the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra will be performing at the Park Center. This 18-member ensemble continues to play many of the original Miller arrangements from both the civilian band and the Air Force Band libraries. Additionally, it plays some more modern selections arranged and performed in the Miller style and sound. Again, this is at 7:30 at the Park Center. On Saturday, August 2nd at 9 a.m., a Wisconsin and Minnesota concealed carry class will be held at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club in Hayward. For more information, you can contact OnTargetNorthwoodsDefense.com. That's OnTargetNorthwoodsDefense.com. For more information on the Wisconsin and Minnesota concealed carry class being held at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club starting at 9 on Saturday. Also starting at 9 is the Check Challenge. This will be starting at the Highway 00 Trailhead, and Canva is sponsoring this event. One of the Midwest's most iconic mountain bike endurance races, the Check Challenge, traveling along the single track of Sawyer and Bayfield County Forests through the Schwamigan Nicolet National Forest. This race celebrates our Canva Trail system. For more information, you can go to cambatrails.org/events/check challenge. Again, that challenge race is starting at 9 o'clock at the Highway 00 Trailhead system. Maker's Market starts at 9 a.m. between the Franz and Bank Trust and the Hayward Post Office. Maker's Market is home to close to 30 vendors, artists, growers, makers, bakers, and crafters. Again, from 9 until 1 o'clock, the Maker's Market between Franz and Bank and the Hayward Post Office. On Saturday the 2nd at 9 a.m., the Hayward Community Food Shelf is distributing some goodies for you. If you want more information, you can check out haywardfoodshelf.net. And just click on the Need Food ID. The La Couturier Police Department is hosting a fire and safety training held at the Tribal Office Pavilion located at 13394 West Trepanier Road starting at 10 o'clock. There'll be a drawing for bikes and a safety presentation by the La Couturier Police Department. You've been listening to WBZH Buzz of the North, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, head over to our website at wbzh.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 8:29.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day next week. The event is part of a statewide effort by the agency to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state next Saturday to learn how to locate and identify the invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. Residents interested in participating in the event must register online by next Friday. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would give adults who were adopted access to their original and unredacted birth certificates. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Andre Jacques and State Representative Paul Tittle. They say the purpose of the bill is to give adoptees access to information about their own identities as well as potential health information that could affect them. Only a small percentage of adoptions are closed, but those closed files prevent the adoptees from accessing their original unredacted birth certificate under state law. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood donation events in the Northwest Wisconsin region over the next few weeks. Organization officials say keeping up with donation needs is especially difficult during the summer months. They say hospitals across the country are specifically in need of more blood platelets and type O blood during this time of year, but donations of all kinds are needed as well. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood drive events in Barron and Chetek throughout the month of August. The Rice Lake First United Methodist Church's Missions Committee is inviting area families in need to apply for financial assistance with back-to-school supplies. The organization is hosting its 22nd annual Paste Paper Pencils Project, which provides area families with vouchers that can be used for school supplies and clothing. The committee will also host a golf tournament fundraiser on Sunday afternoon to support the program. Interested families can submit an application with their information, the age of their children, and the reason they need the assistance. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season and still has two episodes left of season three. HBO has already renewed the show for a fourth season. Social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season three at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a Bar Band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, sign up for our newsletters. We have a weekday one, and then we have a special Sunday edition focused on Wisconsin politics. And I can bet you a pretty good sum that we're going to be talking about that interview with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. So sign up for our newsletters over at upnorthnewswi.com. And I believe, Dr. Lyerly, that your discussion with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez yielded exactly the person that you thought you knew.
Yeah, she is just a regular person, but also brilliant and a wonderful leader. And we are so lucky to have her here.
Mm-hmm. And again, as other candidates get in the race, we will be welcoming them to join us here as well as we continue following the news for next year's elections. But now we're going to follow sports because that's way more fun. And we've got both Packers and Brewers to talk about with Mike Clemens, who's here from Packer training camp. Mike, right? How are you?
Very good. Yeah, we're in the little media center that we've got here at Lambeau Field where we've been going to practice every day and watching the team getting ready.
What are your overall impressions so far? I know it's early, but what's the environment like there?
Matt LaFleur is trying to, get a more physical team going. When you think about the way that they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs, when Elgton Jenkins, their starting left guard at the time, the play had gone off to the side there, and he was just kind of jogging along, and a guy named Nolan Smith, a linebacker, he just went and just drilled him like out of nowhere, almost like a pro wrestling move with his helmet. Well, Elgton Jenkins' arm went limp. I mean, I saw him after the game in the locker room. He needed two teammates to help him get his jersey off. He had the worst neck stinger. And so, Elgton was a bit of a holdout. It turned out to be kind of a back injury. But I was able to talk to him off microphone later. And he agreed, because when you watch that game, Vic Fangio, the noted defensive coordinator for the Eagles, it was his first year there, but he's been all over the league. He told those guys, it's the playoffs. The refs are going to keep the flags in their pockets. Hit somebody on every play, right? Before the whistle. But just hit somebody, because you see that happen 4 or 5 times. So Matt LaFleur knows that we've got a young team. We've got a lot of speed, but we need to be more physical. You need to throw body punches when you get to the postseason. And so he's trying to do that. At the same point, during the regular season, you can be called for penalties. So Rashid Walker has been the starting left tackle for the Packers now, going on year two. And so the other day, there's this play where Jordan Love is backing up the pass. J.J. Inigbari is a defensive end. And at the snap, bam, he pops Walker in the shoulder pads really loud. And he's driving and driving and driving, trying to go after the quarterback. And Walker's, pushing him off and pushing him off. And the play is over. And, Walker looks at him like, dude, you're overdoing it. And somebody, maybe in the bar, he said something back. And then Walker said something to the defensive player, Inigbari, and an assistant coach said, all right, 63, you're out. And he was like, what? Yeah, go to the sideline. Now LaFleur's back there. He's running the offense, right? He's got his walkie-talkie. He looks up, where's my left tackle? So the assistant told him what had happened. and LaFleur comes running over. This doesn't happen in the NFL. Maybe peewee or junior high or high school. He comes running over. He says, Sheed, that's his nickname for Rashid. Sheed, take a lap. Eddie, well, he goes to one of the assistants, make sure he takes a lap. And like, what? So he's shrugging his shoulders. So he starts trotting off. Now, Josh Jacobs, the running back they picked up last year from the Raiders, a guy who's become a team leader, he looks around to Tucker Kraft and the other guys just says, come on, we're going to follow him. So Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, and about four or five other linemen, they go follow Rashid Walker in this lap all the way down there to the north end of the end zone. They come back about 3 minutes later, taking a lap. And we asked LaFleur, so what was that all about? He goes, hey, look, in the NFL, it's not only, you know, if you can – have a late hit or an illegal hit, but sometimes things that you say, if it could trigger a fight, they'll throw a flag and you'll be charged for 15 yards. So he said, these practices have to be game-like conditions, and I'm not going to tolerate it.
Interesting. And, you know, that plus, as Tony says up on YouTube, a more physical team, absolutely love that mentality. So it definitely feels like the players and coaches, they have their heads in the right spot already.
Well, you've got to. There's a fine line between being more physical, but you know, you have to. It has to be football. You know who was really good at that was Reggie White. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could clobber you and then pick you up after the play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, Packers Family Night is coming up at Lambeau Field tomorrow. I'm going to ask Kristen about it in a minute, but tell me your thoughts on what folks will be expecting tomorrow.
Well, you'll see the offense and the defense. You see a scrimmage. It's not, you know, tackled to the ground, but you'll get to see the offense and the defense. You'll see Jordan Love throwing passes to Matthew Golden, the first round draft pick, the wide receiver. You'll get to see Nate Hobbs, number 21, who it looks like he's going to be right now. He's in the driver's seat to be the starting defensive back alongside Keyshawn Nixon. By the way, did you see this report this week, Pat? That Jair Alexander, you know, who they had that big kind of contract dispute because they weren't going to pay him the injuries. He, in his first week with the Ravens, John Harbaugh, the head coach, announced that he was having his knee drained.
Oh, no.
So it looks like the Packers made the right move there. But the thing I love about Family Night is one time I'm in the radio station and our production director said, hey, I'm taking my son Jack, age 7, to the game Sunday, you know, and we got some tickets. I said, hey, have you ever been to a game with him before? He goes, no. I said, you know, you should take him to Family Night first. Well, I already bought the tickets. How much? Oh, like over $200 a piece. Okay. So they play the Seahawks. Great game. I see him in the hallway the following week. I go, hey, so how was it? He goes, it got to be the third quarter. He said, Daddy, can we go home? So I said, you know, this is why you go to Family Night, man. It's $10, and you get to see all the Packer players, yeah. And then there's fireworks afterward. Find out how much they can get their sample of the Packers that way. And then later you can take them to a game.
It's a sampler platter thing. Kristen, you're going to be there probably every year, Kristen, right?
Yeah. And, you know, as I'm listening to Mike talk, first of all, I'm thinking, be physical, but don't hurt each other. That's just the mom in me. But I'm also, when I think of Family Night, I'm like tailgating. The weather's going to be perfect. The food. The fireworks. Yep. People are so happy and excited. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. So,
well, it's the dress rehearsal too, you know?
Yes.
And for a rookie like Matthew Golden, it's his first time inside Lambeau Field with 70, 80,000 people. So, you know, it gets him ready for the preseason and the regular season games when they have home games.
Yep. It's so much more laid back. It's like a party. It's not like a game. It's like a party. People are cheering for fun things that are happening on the field, but it doesn't have that like intensity. It is just an entirely different atmosphere. And Mike, the $10 ticket price is very cool.
Yeah, outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn our attention to the Brewers here. And once again, you've noticed a theme. We've come to the trade deadline, and there's no blockbusters. That is not the typical way of doing things. What did the Brewers do ahead of last night's trade deadline?
If people saw the headlines, Pat, they're saying, oh, well, so they got did they get a bat? This Brandon Lockridge from the Padres, you know, 28-year-old? No. You know what? As I'm kind of going through the papers this morning, and to me, this is roster maintenance. I mean, what they did is Nestor Cortez is the guy that they had got from the Yankees in that trade for Devin Williams. their closer, that, you know, they weren't going to be able to match him for a contract. And Cortez, like a week or so into the season, has an elbow flexor, and he's been out most of the season. So they trade him to the Padres, and they get a backup outfielder, because right now, Jackson Churio, your center fielder, he's got a hamstring injury. And a couple of weeks ago, he had Sal Frelick out with a hamstring. So they just got added some depth, you know, someone in the outfield. And then they did another deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks sent them two players. Now, Shelby Miller is a right-hand pitcher. He's currently on the injured list with a forearm strain. And another guy, Jordan Montgomery, both these players in their 30s, he just had Tommy John surgery. So he ain't even going to play this year. So I think it's for a player to be named. No. So at the end of the day, these guys are sort of cleaning up the back end of their rosters, doing each other favors. It's not like they made – I thought it was interesting, though, the other night, in that game when they beat the Cubs the other night, and Andrew Vaughn, who they picked up from the White Sox when they traded away pitcher Aaron Savalier, hits a grand slam, and Bill Schroeder says, you know, everybody wants the Brewers to make a big trade just because the deadline's coming up Thursday. You got to make a trade, get a bat. Well, there's your trade right there.
Yeah.
It's just the Brewers did it about a month ago, you know.
Yeah,
there's your bat they picked up.
It was perfect. The Brewers head into the series against. Is it still fair to say the lowly Washington Nationals tonight? They just haven't been the same since they won the World Series in 2019. They've been in rebuilding ever since.
Yeah, they have. But here's the interesting point. This Milwaukee Brewers team, remember they got, you know, just rolled over by the Yankees opening weekend?
Yeah.
Right now, the Brewers have the best record in baseball. They're 20 games above 500. Their winning percentage is .593. So even when you're in a league with the teams like the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres, some of these other leaders, the Brewers have the best record in baseball right now. And at .593, their winning percentage is the lowest ever for the league heading into the month of August in Major League. So that means parity right now. That means that you've got an even horse race amongst all these teams, American and National League, heading into, you know, the month of August.
By the way, as I'm looking at trade deadline stuff here, how not fun is it to be a Minnesota Twins fan this morning, where they have traded 10 players from their 26-man roster? I mean, just an out-and-out fire sale, which, again, if you're rebuilding, I suppose that's necessary. But my goodness, Mike, that's just got to be demoralizing to a fan base.
It's an equipment manager's nightmare, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that you went there. I was thinking like their fan base is already demoralized. So
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I'll be here all night doing the laundry. Are you kidding me?
You know, having a son-in-law who is an equipment manager, I can immediately relate, and I'm so sending him now texts about the Twins and see how that works out. So the pitching core, we, you know, traded away a starter because we have such a good core of starters, and that's how we head into the weekend series with the Nationals with a good core of starting pitchers.
You got Quinn Priester has come along, and then you got the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. So these are the things that have popped up and gone the right way for the Brewers. And even that trade, when they got Nestor Cortez, you know who else they got in that trade from the Yankees? Corbin Durbin? Or Caleb Durbin, your third baseman. He's one of the hottest hitters you've got. So there's always these diamonds in the rough that end up, you know, being the difference makers in some of these trades.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you got the Brewers Nationals. Again, pregame coverage starts at 5:10, and then you've got the Packers family night at Lambeau Field tomorrow. So I sense we'll have more Brewers and Packers training camp stuff to discuss next Friday. Mike Clemens, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll see you. Kristen, this probably just gets you as excited as ever to get over to family night.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best time of year because the weather is good.
Yep.
People are super excited. The season hasn't started yet, so there's nothing to criticize. It is literally just about like being together and partying.
Yeah, and you can never argue with a tailgate at Lambeau Field when the weather is beautiful. But back to the Brewers for a second. It is Free Ticket Friday, and the keyword is FLY, F-L-Y. Just text that on the Civic Media app, and you could be in the running. There will be more keywords across the Civic Media radio network throughout the course of the day. One statewide winner is going to get 4 tickets to next Friday's game, Brewers versus the New York Mets. Local update next for some of you. Others will have some final news and notes from here on Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kretlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's going on in Hayward today.
I'm speaking with Margaret Winter of MediQuest, and your company is dealing with Medicare and simplified plans, but you also deal with Social Security. Tell me about how you can help people with Social Security and their application process or whatever you can help explain here.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. In our agency, I am a registered Social Security analyst. I'm one of less than a dozen in the state of Wisconsin. It's a recent designation that I've obtained, and that gives me the opportunity to help people with their claiming strategies. I also help people if they need to have assistance with creating a Social Security or login.gov.
Yeah.
It's not something I can do on my own. It's something I can assist with.
Right.
So people do need to be present and bring their own devices in order to have me help them establish that account.
Yeah. This is a newer thing from the federal government to require most of their, well, just about everything that they do with Social Security is online now.
You don't have a phone number you can call up and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody about Social Security. It doesn't work.
There are still national phone numbers that exist, and there are local offices. However, some of the most important things, like changing your address or changing your bank account information, must be done online.
Okay.
The reason for that is to eliminate identity theft.
Sure. Which, again, makes it harder for senior citizens to be, you know, looking at their devices or more likely their computers. Some people don't have computers. Some people don't have good internet, as we mentioned before. Are there places that you can help people, like maybe at the public library where there's public stations to work at? Can they do that?
I am able to assist people wherever they need me to be. I am working with our local Hayward Senior Center and Hayward Library to create an event where we can have people come in and we'll have 30-minute sessions for people, and there will be devices available. The critical thing is that each individual must have an individualized email address. So if there's a husband and a wife that share an email address, one of them will need to create another email address, because only one email address can be linked to a Social Security account.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. So tell us a little bit about some of the nuances of applying for Social Security. First of all, how do you qualify for that? What are the qualifications?
Well, number one, you must have worked enough credits, 40 credits, essentially 10 years, to qualify for Social Security benefits.
Okay.
Your claiming age is at minimum 62, unless you're on disability.
Yeah.
And what I help people do is look at their earnings history. And if they're married, potentially look at a claiming strategy that might work best for them in its entirety. So if there's a husband that was a higher earner and a spouse that maybe didn't work or didn't work a complete 10 years, then there are different strategies that can be used. We can look and help people who have been widowed. There are claiming strategies for deceased spouses. There are claiming strategies for children who are entitled to disability benefits based upon their parents' earnings and their claiming strategies.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of little nuances.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah.
And there are some things you can do on your own on the Social Security website. What I can provide is a report that's much more comprehensive.
Yeah.
And again, the services I provide are at no cost.
Yeah. In my generation, they moved the goalpost for what they call full maturity to claim the benefits. My generation is at now 67, when I thought it was going to be 65. What's going to happen, you know, 10 years down the road? Again, they move that goalpost again for this younger generation. We don't know which, you know, in previous generations or when Social Security was set up, it was a really good deal for seniors and it looked really good for them. But as time goes on, and I know, as you know, what we're dealing with is that more and more people are getting on Social Security or disability, and it's really, for lack of better terms, taxing the system. And it's running out of money faster than it's making money. So I know our legislation system has to do something to make these corrections. But until then, you're here to help us.
Until then,
the current legislation and how it sits, help us figure all this out. So talk about what's a general session. When someone calls you up, let's say I call you up, Margaret, and say, can I come over to your office, or do you come over to our home and help me, you know, decipher all of this?
What we would start with is to make sure, first of all, that you have a login.gov account.
Okay.
And we can establish that, like I said, as long as there's a device that we can use that belongs to you, and that you have an individual email, and you're able to check that device for a verification email from Social Security or login.gov.
Okay.
Once we have that established, we can look at your earnings records. We can look at them from the time you first started working.
Yeah.
And then we download that information into my system to manipulate the numbers and look at what potential claiming strategies would help you best, whether you want to draw at 62, whether you want to wait until full retirement age and draw at 67, whether you have a spouse, whether you have a deceased spouse.
Okay. And how about a cat or a dog? Does that make a difference?
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
They're dependents, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
She got a tax break for a dog. Anyways, so how do people get a hold of you to set up an appointment to talk about Social Security or at least figure some of this stuff out?
Well, I'm an independent agent at MediQuest. My office is located at 15581 Railroad Street, which is next door to Edward Jones and across the street from Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering.
Okay.
I can be reached at 715-392-3123. That's a office line that rings through our superior office back to Hayward.
Okay.
Or for your convenience, you can reach me on my cell phone.
Oh.
715-529-1675. And I also do accept text messages, but please identify who you are.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Margaret, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.
All right.
You've been listening to WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information Monday morning. It's 8:59.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've gotten in new numbers on the U.S. economy reflecting how companies are trying to plan with the Trump tariffs looming. The Labor Department showing just 73,000 jobs were added in July, and there was a huge revision on the number of jobs we thought had been created in May and June. Here's ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
That revision for the prior 2 months, for May and June, 258,000 fewer jobs added. That means in those 2 months, just 33,000 jobs were added. I think what you're starting to see is businesses are having a hard time planning for the future, expanding payrolls and hiring more people because they simply don't understand what their costs are going to be going forward.
The White House announcing that previously announced tariffs on about 60 countries will be kicking in next week. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff visiting one of the aid distribution sites set up jointly by the United States and Israel. The UN says more than 1,000 Palestinians have died trying to get aid at those sites since Israel reclosed the borders. This is ABC News.